Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 2, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins. Ve'elu mutarim, and these objects, these food products of a goy, are permissible ba'achila, even for a Jew to eat them. Chalav shechalav a goy, if a goy milks, he has milk, v'yisro ro'yehu, and a Jewish person sees him. The Gemara teaches us that he doesn't actually have to be standing there next to the cow as he milks it. As long as the Jew is in the vicinity, the goy is scared to mix in any other type of milk, because maybe the Jew will walk in the middle and he'll tell everybody that none of the milk is okay. V'advash, a person may buy honey from a goy. The reason that it's permissible is because we're not concerned that he missed anything else into it, because it just deteriorates the quality of the honey and it may even ruin it. We're not concerned that maybe he cooked the honey, because the halacha is that anything that could be eaten raw is permissible even if a goy cooks it. And then finally, we're not concerned that maybe it was in a guy's kli, a guy's vessel, because even if it was, and perhaps the vessel exuded something into it, it's nois in tam lufkam, it gives it a negative taste, and therefore it's mutter. This is all explained in the Gemara. Ve'adav devanyos, and clusters of grape, afapishein menatvois, even though there's grape juice dripping from them, there's no issue of yai nesach, of a guy's wine. And number two, ein b'mishum hechsher mashke. We know the halacha is that in order for something to become tame, something to accept tumah, spiritual impurity, it first has to become wet, as we've said many times. So this liquid that drips from these grapes, that can't be machsher. That's not considered liquid when it touches a food product to now enable it to become tame. Because since a person plans on eating the clusters of grapes, on the contrary, he doesn't want the liquid to drip from them. He wants them to remain in them. Uchvashin, says the Mishnah, and pickled things, she'ein dark and losses l'soichan yayim b'chaim, it's that it is not the nature to add wine vinegar or wine into them, so it's just plain pickled with salt, let's just say. V'taris she'ein trufa, or if a person buys these chopped fish, but they're not totally chopped, there's still pieces, you can see a head, you could see the center part of the body, and you could see that it was a dag tar, that it was a kosher fish. V'tzir she'eish badaga, and brine or fish juice, as we've seen previously, that has this little teeny kilbis fish, you know, floating around in it, which is a simon, which is a sign that it's a kosher type of tzir, that it came from a kosher type of fish, because these little organisms don't exist and thrive in brine of non-kosher fish. The ala shel chitis, we saw chitis was some very sharp type of, perhaps, pepper, so even though you can't eat the peppers if they were cut by a non-Jewish knife, but if, let's say, you have the leaves of them, it's permissible, because they don't usually cut those with a knife. V'zeisim gluskois hamagul galdin, as well as olives that were pickled by the non-Jews. They would put them in this very large round vessel, and they would soften and expand because of the pressure. We're not nervous that a person perhaps added wine to the mixture. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Hashluchin, if the olives are so soft that when you pick them up in your hand, they the pits just slide out, asur, and then they're asur, because the only way they could get that soft consistency is by adding wine to the mixture. And if not, it's permissible. Hachagavim, grasshoppers. We know there's certain type of grasshoppers that are permissible and certain types are prohibited. Habamin aslula, the ones that are in the small little basket that's by the entrance to the store of the non-Jew, asur, and those are asur, because he pours on them wine to make them look more attractive. Mina haptek, but let's say the chagavim, the grasshoppers that are in his storehouse, they don't put any wine in them. Those are mutar and those are permissible. V'chein l'truma. And similarly, when it comes to truma, what does that mean? So the Gemara explains, if you have a kohen and we're suspect that he's selling truma and he's saying that it's chulun, that it doesn't have the kedusha of truma. And why would a person do that? Because truma is not worth a lot. You have to be very careful not to make it tam, make it only eaten by a kohen. But chulun, everybody wants. So that which the fellow has in front of him in the store, it's prohibited to buy from him because maybe he mixed some truma in. But in the large vats in the back, the guy's not going to mix in truma. Because if he does, and somebody finds out, everything that's in there becomes truma, and he'll have a big financial loss. Therefore, he may add some to small basket in the front, but he certainly won't do it to the large vats in the back. You could purchase from the large vats, but you can't purchase from the stuff that's in the front of the store. Wish you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.